That afternoon, I started getting my things together and packing them up to go back to school. The bus to Thompson and then to Athens would leave the Gulf Station in Galilee at exactly 7:10 the next morning, and I must not miss it. Around 4 o'clock, Jessica sauntered into my room and stretched out on my bed, cupping her chin in her hands and watching while I packed. "When's my daddy coming back for me?" she asked. "Tomorrow afternoon, I think." "You'll be gone then." "That's right. So we have to say goodbye tonight, because I have to leave for the bus station very early." "Will I get to see you again?" "Of course, Jessie. Maybe you could come back next summer for a while," I suggested. Jessica thought about it for a few minutes. "What's it like here in the summer?"
"Awful hot and lots of gnats."
"What's gnats?"
"Tiny, tiny bugs that fly around in your face all the time."
"Do they bite?"
"No," I laughed.
"They're just pesky is all. They make a singing sound in your ears, and they fly up your nose."
"We can go swimming in the creek," I offered, trying to think of something that Jessica might find more pleasant. But she was deep into thinking about something else.
"Anything wrong?"
"I just don't like secrets, that's all," she said in a low voice.
"Makes my stomach hurt."
"Do you know a secret?"
"Yes, and I promised not to tell it to anyone."
"You can tell me," I assured her, "because I won't tell